Linda, any messages?
Yep. Oh, what are they? It's just the usual patient stuff. Blah, 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 neck. Blah, 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 stomach. Blah, 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 you. Oh, this one's okay. It's from a friend of a friend of yours who's in town and wants to get together.
Oh, no. Friends of friends only want money or favors, and I don't even do those for people I like.
You like someone?
Yeah, just... if he calls here again, lose him.
It wasn't a him, it was a her, and I'm sure she won't call here again.
Good.
Because I gave her your number at home and at the diner.
Oh, that's great. I suppose you gave her my pager number, too, right?
Of course, I'm not incompetent.
Margaret! Maria!
It is so good to see you.
Oh, you too. I didn't know you were coming in.
Oh, well, my allergies just flared up. Can you squeeze me in?
No problem. Just go on back to room one. I'll tell the doctor you're here.
Oh, Margaret, listen, it's been ages. Why don't we have lunch tomorrow?
Great. I'd love to. I can't stand that woman.
Why? She seems so nice.
Did you ever do someone a favor and then they act like it never happened?
Oh, yeah, I hate that. One time, this French guy I knew wanted to be a citizen, so I married him. I let him live in my place and everything. Then right after he got his green card, he just took off. No merci, no beau coup, no nothing. Just an apartment full of B.O.
Well, this is worse. 3 years ago, I loaned her $20 to buy a pair of shoes, and she never paid me back.
You're upset about 20 bucks from 3 years ago? That's not even 7 bucks a year, which is only, like, 13 cents a week, which is only 1.8 cents a day. That's hardly anything.
You did that in your head? You can't even figure out daylight savings time.
Think about it, Margaret. Where does that hour go?
What's so funny?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Oh, come on. What is it?
I'm not going to tell you.
Why not?
Because it's a secret. You can't keep a secret.
Now, why would you say that? Name one secret that I didn't keep.
Easy. You told me John likes a Backstreet Boys.
Jake, I told you that in confidence.
Jake, I merely pointed out a couple of their songs are catchy.
So it's true? Oh, you're dead to me.
Besides, why are you singling me out? Jake Blab, too.
Forget it. You know, you can't be expected to keep a secret, being a woman.
Being a woman?
Oh, please. Put the flag away. You know, it's been that way since the beginning of time. Read the Bible. You know, Garden of Eden. Eve shot her big mouth off about the apple. Biggest secret of all time. She blows it on page two.
As usual, you've got the story wrong. You want to know Eve's problem? She hooked up with a loser with no clothes and no job.
She got you there, John.
Excuse me. John Becker?
Yeah.
I'm Nikki Conroy. We have a mutual friend.
Oh, you're the friend of a friend, right?
Yeah, I have regards from Chuck Turner.
Chuck Turner from high school?
Mm-hmm.
You're a friend of Chuck Turner's? Hey, Jake, you know who this is?
A friend of Chuck Turner?
This is amazing. You know, I haven't heard from Chuck for about 20 years or so. Sit down here.
Sure. Yeah.
How do you know Chuck?
We work for the same publishing company in L.A.
It's amazing. I mean, we go way back. You know, we had our first cigarette together, our first six-pack, our first sex. Well, not together. We were in separate cars. So, how's he doing?
Gee, you know, there's so much to tell. If you're free for lunch, I'll fill you in on everything.
Oh, yeah, no, I can't. I'm busy. How about dinner? I don't have any plans.
Well, you do, too. You're taking me to Queens to see my grandmother.
Oh, come on. Jake, your grandma's 97 years old. I mean, she'll keep for another week. What do you say, dinner?
Great. Well, I should be going.
All right. Yeah, actually, I'm on my way, too. I gotta stick a camera up some guy's butt. Chuck mentioned I was a doctor, right?
No, but I'm glad you just did.
Hey, how was your lunch with the shoe lady? lady. Did you get your 20 bucks back?
I did not. And believe me, I dropped enough hints. I talked about shoes so much the people at the next table thought I had a fetish. I could wait till Jesus comes back and she still wouldn't give me my 20 bucks. Don't ask.
Don't care. Linda, I'm gonna take a late lunch. Call me at Rinaldi's if there's an emergency, and I don't mean gum in your hair like last time.
Oh, by the way, that lady who called, I fixed everything. I called her hotel and I left a message that you were dead.
Hi, John.
That's her, isn't it?
Yeah. How'd you know?
I'm having that kind of life.
So, what's with you and this Nikki? It's been 3 days now. Dinner, lunches, drinks.
It's been great. She's going back to L.A. tomorrow.
So if you two,
if you're asking whether or not we slept together, the answer is no. So far, we've just been hanging out. You know, the best part, you know how some people complain about me?
No, if by some people you mean everyone?
Yeah. Well, you know, she does it. She just leaves me alone. No bitching, no pressure, nothing.
Shh. Oh, grow up. I could care less about your stupid little secrets.
Why was that a secret?
It wasn't. I'm just screwing with her.
Anybody in here own that puke green car parked out front?
It is not puke green. It's avocado. It's a very big color in the 70s.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, it's being towed, pal.
Why didn't you say something, you idiot? I'll be right back. Someone's trying to steal my car.
Hey!
Well, unless there's change in the ashtray, I don't get it.
Can I get you something?
No, thanks. I'm just meeting John. We're going to a Jets game.
Well, you two certainly have hit it off.
Well, he's just so much fun to be with.
Becker? Well, different strokes.
Look, you seem to know him pretty well. And since we've got a minute, I could use some advice. Can you keep a secret?
A secret? Absolutely. Wait a minute. Did Becker put you up to this?
Actually, he's who I'm keeping the secret from.
Then I'm your girl.
When I told John I had regards from his old friend Chuck, that wasn't exactly true. They were kind of regards from me.
What are we talking about?
I'm the guy John used to know.
What are we talking about?
I used to be Chuck Turner. I had a sex change operation.
Oh, my God. You look fabulous. Are you and Becker really the same age?
Actually, I'm 2 months older.
Great work.
Thanks. See, I'm trying to find out a way to tell him, you know? I mean, I thought maybe I could...
Pops, you know, first they nail me for expired plates. So I take the plates off, they nail me again. What the hell do they want? Sorry. You ready for some football?
I was born ready.
Have fun, guys. Hey, Jake?
Yeah.
Never mind. Jake.
Yeah.
Forget it. Can I ask you a question?
Evidently not.
Okay. Say somebody knows something about somebody, and that somebody doesn't want somebody else to know it. The question is, should the somebody keep the secret, even though somebody else might really get their feelings hurt?
What are we talking about?
Okay, I know something about Nikki, but she made me promise not to tell Becker, and it's big. Really big.
What is she, a guy?
Oh, my God!
I can't believe how pissed that hot dog guy was when you gave him the big foam finger.
Yeah, well, that hot dog guy's problem began the day he became the hot dog guy.
Some beer?
Sure. Bottle's fine.
Yeah, you're probably right. I think a pen broke in there or something. There you go.
Thanks.
I gotta tell you something.
You know, this last couple of days have been great. You know, I feel like I can be myself around you.
Well, you seem to be yourself with everyone.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't seem to bother you.
Well, I try to accept people the way they are in the hopes that they'll do the same for me. Mm. You know what will go great with this? Chinese food.
Wow. You like Chinese food, beer, football. I mean, you're like the perfect woman. You know, Nikki, I don't use...
John.
Oh, boy, I'm sorry. No. Look, I'm not very good at this. I'm terrible.
Oh, no, John, look, there's something I need to talk to you about. I should have told you before. It's about me and Chuck.
Oh, no. What? Are you and Chuck like a thing?
Yeah, but not the way you think. John, I am Chuck.
What?
I had a sex change operation.
What?
Beck, it's me.
Holy crap. Oh, but no, wait, but this is... No, you've got... You mean you, and now you...
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, well, wait a second. Wait a second, wait. If you're Chuck, where's the scar you got when...
When you tried to steal third and you slid into my head, I cover it with makeup.
But you had a broken nose.
Well, with all the work I had done, you'd think I was gonna live with that nose.
God, wait, whoa. This is too weird. I mean, come on, we used to play football together, and now you're sitting on my sofa wearing makeup?
John, I hoped you of all people would understand.
Yeah, well, you thought wrong. I don't understand. I don't even want to understand. What?
Look, John, can't we just talk?
No, you came in here pretending. Do you realize that? You know something? You better go. Go on.
So much for accepting people the way they are.
On the way in. Whatever she wants, you handle it.
Oh, come on, Margaret. Why don't you just ask her for the money? I mean, you've already put it off for 3 years. That's 1,095 days, which is 26,200.
Knock it off, Rain Man. I'll talk to her.
Hey, Margaret. I just wanted to stop by and tell you what a lovely time I had yesterday.
Yeah, that's nice. Glad to hear it. Maria. Do you remember a pair of suede shoes you bought 3 years ago?
Excuse me?
Oh, come on, you got them at Macy's. Taupe, 2-inch heels, square toes.
Oh, right. Yeah, but I returned those the next day, got my money back.
Why? $20 of that money was mine. You borrowed $20 from me to buy those shoes.
Oh, no, I am so embarrassed. Oh, I'm gonna pay you back right now.
No, Maria, it's not about the money. I just wanted to clear the air.
Nonsense. I am paying you.
No, don't be ridiculous. I'm sorry I mentioned it.
Oh, okay. You are so sweet. I'll see you soon.
Oh, that'll be great. Bye.
Bye.
Did you see what she did?
Yeah, she tried to pay you back twice.
Everybody knows that it goes in threes. Someone offers to pay, you say no. They offer a second time, you say no again. Then they are supposed to offer a third time. That's when you give in and take the money. That's the rule.
Oh, Dr. Becker, I'm so sorry. I told your girlfriend you were dead. If she comes back in here again, I promise I'll be nice to her.
A, she's not my girlfriend. B, I never want to see her again. And C, if she shows up here, tell her to get lost.
Jeez, what's with the mood swings? Your time of the month?
You know, Linda, that's a very insensitive comment.
Hi, Linda. I'm just dropping off coffee for Becker. Well, I'm not really dropping off coffee, but I can't tell you why I am here. You know what? Let's just forget we talked.
I've never felt so normal in my entire life.
What are you doing here?
You didn't come by for your coffee this morning.
Your coffee stinks.
Yeah. But if you don't keep building up your immunity, someday someone could kill you with it. Do you got a minute?
Yeah, why?
Well, there's something I've been trying to decide whether I should tell you or not, and, well, I really think I should. I know something about Nikki, and I think you should know.
You know?
Wait, you know?
How did you know?
Well, I could just tell.
You could?
No, she told me.
Oh, great. Now, does everybody know?
Not everybody. I know. Jake knows.
Jake knows?
Jake guessed.
He guessed? Oh, great. What, does the whole world know that I'm dating some woman who used to be a guy?
They do now.
I cannot believe this. You didn't think it was important enough to tell me?
It was a secret, which, by the way, you'll note, I kept, even though I'm a woman.
What kept? You ran over here to tell me.
Oh, yeah. But I didn't, did I? In fact, I kept Nikki's secret longer than Nikki did, and it was her secret. Yeah, that works.
You know, if I weren't dealing with the fact that I've been dating some guy whose jock I used to borrow, I'd pat you on the back.
Oh, what is it? Are you upset because you were attracted to her?
I was not attracted to her.
A little defensive, but okay. So what happened when she told you?
I threw her out. Him out. Both of them.
Becker, why can't you accept Nikki for who she is? She accepts you for who you are, and that's a lot more difficult.
I know all this liberal crap. I know I'm not supposed to be creeped out, but I am.
Look, I understand. But, you know, she was your friend once, and I don't really see what the difference is now. You know what I mean.
All right. I'll go talk to her.
Good. And if you do...
Yeah. I'll be nice. You couldn't have just been gay like everybody else. I mean, you don't blow into town and drop a bombshell like that. I mean, use the telephone, you know, or fax or email. I bet Hallmark even has a card that says, guess what, I'm a chick. You know, how about one of those Christmas letters where people rattle off every stupid thing that's happened to them all year? Would have been one of the first interesting one of those ever written. You know, it's hard enough to do this without you standing there holding a bra.
It's a camisole.
Just put it down. God, you know something? If you weren't a girl, I'd take a swing at you.
Don't let the skirt fool you. I can still kick your ass.
All right. You don't have to get all bent out of shape.
Maybe I could have handled it better, but I tried the direct approach with my other friends. It was the last time they ever talked to me.
What if I had kissed you?
I wasn't going to let you kiss me.
Why not? What's wrong with me? Oh, jeez. Don't answer that. No. You see how confusing this is?
Imagine what it was like for an eighth grader.
You're kidding me. You knew even back then?
I sure knew something wasn't right. It just took me all this time to figure out what to do about it. I'm a woman. I always was. I was just born in the wrong package, so I fixed that.
I can't believe you're still in there.
I can't believe you still wear those knit ties.
Yeah, well, when I have something I like, I keep it.
Cute. So what now?
I don't know. I'll tell you, I have a lot of questions.
Well, you're gonna have to make it quick because I've got a plane to catch.
All right, I'll go right to the head of the list here. Should I be at all concerned that I was attracted to a man?
Why don't you think of it this way? You were attracted to an old friend.
Good, I'm gonna go with that. Are you sure this was the right thing to do?
Yeah, John, I really am.
You're okay, you're happy.
I'm happy.
Well,
Good. Well, that's the... Good. I don't know what else to say.
How about call me next time you're in New York?
Yeah, all right. Why don't you do that? Give me a call.
Thanks, man.
Hattie Jakes and Kenneth Williams star in the institutionally hilarious Carry On Matron in half an hour. Before that, Fraser and Niles find out that money can't buy you love, but it will buy you a 42-inch TV and a horse next.